In this bulletin, Scott Morrison says a decision on COVID-19 vaccines for young children won't be rushed. Renewed concern about Indigenous vaccination rates. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic wins a record 37th Masters title and his 6th in Paris. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria is rolling out free rapid antigen tests in schools to get students back in classes quicker. They'll be offered to unvaccinated students deemed primary close contacts of a positive case, allowing them to return to face-to-face learning after 7 days in isolation rather than 14. Students will still need a negative PCR test on day 6 and a negative rapid antigen test before school from days 8 to 14 after exposure. Victoria recorded 1,126 new COVID-19 cases and 5 deaths, while 84% of the population over 12 has been fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a cautious approach will be taken to approving COVID-19 vaccines for young children. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is reviewing data from Pfizer as to whether to approve the COVID vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. US regulators signed off on the vaccine for the younger age group last week, but Mr. Morrison says Australian regulators need to take their time.
And the studies we were advised last Friday that have led to the decision in the United States were based on a sample of some 3,000 individual cases. Now, vaccinating children aged 5 to 11, we need to be very careful. We need to be very cautious. And I can tell you that we won't take a further step on this unless there is clear medical advice that it should proceed.
Victoria's Education Minister James Molino says he'd hoped that vaccines for children aged 5 to 11 would have been made available before Christmas.
Prime Minister indicated at National Cabinet on Friday that that is not going to be the case. I would hate to see the federal government fail to secure vaccines to 5 to 11-year-olds, fail to secure vaccines for a second time. That's what we don't want. In the United States, vaccines are already available for children and they're being rolled out. And that means kids are safer at school, they're safer in the community, they're safer at home. We want that same opportunity for Australians as early as possible.
A Perth nurse accused of faking a COVID-19 vaccine jab to a teenager has been charged. The 51-year-old who works at a private medical centre in St James was allegedly observed by a doctor on Sunday failing to administer the shot to a teen who she knows. It's alleged the nurse inserted the needle into the teenager's arm but didn't push down on the plunger. She's then accused of disposing of the full syringe and making a false entry in the medical records system, which recorded that another medical centre staffer had administered the dose instead of herself. The centre reported the allegations to the WA police, and she was arrested at home before being charged. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has admitted more work is needed to increase Indigenous COVID-19 vaccine rates. While the national rate for fully vaccinated over 16s has passed 80%, immunisation rates among Indigenous communities are lagging. He says there are particular challenges in WA and Queensland, and that Indigenous vaccination rates are lifting in New South Wales. Residents of New South Wales have turned over hundreds of unwanted, illegal and unregistered guns as part of the National Firearms Amnesty. More than 1,700 firearms have been surrendered in the state since July, and more than 2,200 have been registered. Under the amnesty, people can register or surrender illegal, unwanted or unregistered firearms at no cost and without penalty. In tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic has won a record 6 Paris Masters, defeating Daniil Medvedev 4-6, 6-3, 6-3. Djokovic now has one more Masters trophy than Rafael Nadal and 9 more than Roger Federer, with a new record of 37. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or 2 and 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. Melbourne, similar conditions, a top of 20. Hobart, showers developing, 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Sydney, a possible light shower, 24. Newcastle, a morning shower or two, and 25. Brisbane, possible showers, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.